The following episode of This Blonde Can Talk is not your regularly scheduled programming, and in the coming days and weeks will remain as such. It is intended to shed light on the LA fires, how you can help, and how you can receive help should you need it. What you're about to hear may cause anxiety for some.
Hey guys, it's Melanie. As per the last few, this is not actually an episode, but for the RSS continuity purposes, this is episode 89. If I sound wiped, it's because I am. If you listen to my podcast at any regular interval, you know that I suffer from chronic debilitating insomnia, which has been exacerbated by the wildfires that are currently going on in LA. And of course, this is another episode where, this is another episode where I'm just here to share resources for those in need and those who want to help. It will be shorter than the last one, I promise. I'm very tired. I'm wiped. I'm emotional. And I'm like, LA is still not out of the woods. So that's, you know, I'm so far away from it right now. And I wish that I could be doing more than just sharing information and resources, because it feels like, it really doesn't feel like it's enough. But all I can really do right now is use whatever platforms I have and share them here so that they can reach as many people as possible. A lot of people are sharing these resources. I get it. I appreciate that it's being shared so much. But just in case someone is listening who maybe is not listening somewhere else, and this is the only place that they're getting the information, that's why I'm here, and that's why I keep updating. Just a reminder that I love LA. It's my home. It's the most beautiful place on earth, even right now, because it's not the infrastructure and the tourist attractions that make LA so beautiful. It is its people. And I think that you're seeing that now more than ever. And it makes me very happy to see the community come together the way it has, and let the world see what we're made of. I also want to address two things before I get into that. I'm so just gutted and devastated and I'm spreading myself very thin with this, but it's worth it because I know the people of LA would do it for me. If I was there now and I was in that situation, I would certainly be supported. Just a reminder that the weather is expected to continue, you know, started getting worse last night, and it is expected to continue to get worse into tomorrow. So that's why I'm still just very concerned and very scared, because I don't want to see anyone else lose their home, and I have no control over it. And this is me rambling, because as much as I don't want to say that this is a traumatic experience for me, because I'm not losing my home, because I'm not there to see it. It is a traumatic experience for me, because I'm spending almost the entire, I wake up in the morning, it's the first thing that I look at. And right up until I go to sleep, I'm scrolling, I'm Googling, I'm doing all kinds of things to find resources and share them on my stories. And then usually I'll compile most of that and then bring it over here so that I can, you know, share it all in one space. But it's just, I'm being exposed to a lot of gruesome imagery like that. And it's hard. I've had a few people kind of flood my DMs asking me why I'm not doing episodes or whatever you want to call these about TikTok potentially shutting down. I don't think TikTok shutting down or potentially shutting down is really that big of an issue right now. I do understand that it's some people's sole means of income. I get all that, but I don't even think we need another platform for doom scrolling. These people will find other ways to continue to make money online. So please don't inundate my DMs with questions asking me why I'm not talking about the potential TikTok ban. It hasn't even happened yet, and it really just doesn't matter. And a lot of people are also asking me why I'm not shedding light on Gaza. And while I completely support a ceasefire and want everything over there to stop too, right now my focus is on this because this is hitting so close to home that I cannot sleep. And I understand that there are people who feel exactly the same way about Gaza, and I do not want to diminish anyone's feelings. However, I feel like I'm more equipped to help sort out information and gather things for LA than I would be to make episodes regarding Gaza. I'm not the person for that. There are people for that. And when I come across that, I can share those resources as well. But for now, I really want to keep the focus on the fire. Our friend, if you haven't followed him yet, the letter I, the letter O, loves you on Instagram has a little bit more information about insurance. So I'm just going to play the clip of the information that he shared instead of just repeating it because he actually lost his home. So every little bit of information that he presents will be correct. So let me just play that for you now before I jump into anything.
Quick tip for any homeowners who have a mortgage who lost their house. Something very important is to understand what the term forbearance means. When you call your loan company and you say, I would like to suspend my loan for a while because my house just burned down, they're probably going to offer you something called forbearance. That is different than deferment. Forbearance means that, let's say they offer you a 90-day forbearance period. That means that those 3 months of mortgage payments are going to be expected in a lump sum at the end of your forbearance period. A deferment is when your loan gets, the payments that you missed get tacked onto the end of your loan and there's no additional interest and no lump sum payment. You may be able to apply for that as well. Push for it. Just know what a forbearance is.
So hopefully some of that was helpful for you. And if the reason that it was not helpful for you, it's that you are not impacted by these fires, you didn't lose your home, and you are in a position to help others. I realize that sharing this information seems like I'm not doing anything because it feels like I'm not doing enough, but this is the only way that I know to be of service, and I need to be doing something or else I feel helpless and I don't like that feeling. So I want to try and just do as much as I can. Unfortunately, a lot of the stuff that gets shared by way of stories and things like that will come like on the day of. So sharing it and getting it out there really comes down to you actually paying attention to people's stories. So if you're watching my stories, you'll see things like, for example, today, Pepperdine was educating victims of fires on how to get what they deserve without the added stress of legal costs. But that was today at 7 p.m. It was an online community education session, and I shared it. But I don't know, like, I've not been looking at how many people are watching the stories. So I don't know how many people have viewed it or seen it or know about it. So if you see it, I highly encourage you to share it because even though you don't live in LA, you don't know who's following. Like, I personally don't know most of the people who are following me. You don't know where they're based. So it may help them. And if it doesn't help them, they may be able to help a friend who is in need of help. On January 16th, Pepperdine is hosting an online training for local lawyers on FEMA practice standards. So this will help them to know how to help you get, you know, the most out of your tragedy. I don't know how else to word it. Like, I am such an eloquent speaker most of the time, and this has me tripping on words and just I'm so emotional. It's worth following them at Pepperdine, Pepperdine. They may have, I'm following them, so I will share additional resources that I see, but they may post additional resources like the one that they had today, and then you'll be able to get that information and go right away. Here's some more information just in case. This is precautionary. Making a video for insurance purposes in case something happens to your house is an intelligent thing to do if you're near any of the evacuation zones. But keep in mind that anywhere can become an evacuation zone at any time. So I would do the video just in case. Insurance companies need proof of purchase, and these videos help greatly. And if you aren't in any danger, you have plenty of time to take photos showing the serial numbers of appliances and all your other electronics as well. If you've made a GoFundMe account, edit the language as soon as possible because FEMA has started denying claims for those with active GoFundMes using languages like, okay, languages. Oh my God. Using words, I should say, instead of using language, using words like rebuild. So if you have the word rebuild in your GoFundMe campaign, you need to take it out and replace it with something else. There are people who are actively like teaching people how to do this. Some people who will do rewrite it for them for free. These resources are in my stories, and I will continue to add them to a link tree so that there's always every resource that I can get out there. I will, and it's not just me. There's like thousands of people doing this, so there's so much good in, going on in the world right now, despite all of this ugliness, and that makes me really, really happy. Of course, with people's homes being, lost, landlords are hiking up the price of, rentals by a significant percent. Like, it's really bad. I've seen numbers from like the last year and now, and it's terrifying. So here's what you can do. Call your city council member like right now. Don't wait, because like the rent is skyrocketing. So let them know that this is going on. And I think the more messages they get, the more they're flooded by this information, the more they're going to maybe consider doing something about it. Although I do know and I do understand how frustrating it can be to try and get through to these places, because a lot of the times they don't care. I've volunteered for political campaigns, and I've made calls to the governor of Texas for that's documented in another episode, but they're very reluctant to help. So you have to be persistent. So please call the appropriate places. Now I'm going to like divulge all this information that I've compiled today. So most of it is new. Some of it might be repetitive. If it is, I apologize. And it's going to be all over the place. It's not necessarily all going to be the same topic at once. Before I get there, I want to say something positive because something positive needs to be said. So here's the something positive. The people of Ray's Bar are at it again. The owners and staff of these bars, they have more than one location, are incredible. They will be raising money tomorrow, Wednesday, January 15th, from 5 p.m. till 10 p.m. at the Lower East Side and Brooklyn locations in New York and their Miami location. It's a $20 entry fee. So that's your donation, it's the $20. And 100% of the donation will go to World Central Kitchen, which is a super, like, they do so much. Jennifer Garner was volunteering with them, like, within 24 hours or 48 hours of the fire. They're feeding LA, and they need money. They need to eat. They need the help. So go to Ray's Bar tomorrow and drink to your heart's content. Just even if you don't want to drink, just go and pay the $20 cover charge and make a difference for World Central Kitchen. Please keep in mind that they are not accepting product donations at this time. So do not show up there with like clothing or toiletries or anything of that nature, because they won't be taking it. Okay, cool. I hope that you will all show up, especially my friends in Miami, because my friends in Miami have asked a lot of me in the past, and I feel like I'm asking so little of them. Anyway, let's move it along with some of the resources that I've uncovered in the last day and a half or so. LACMA has free activities all month for, families. They released a press statement, so I'm just going to read that to you. It says, "In challenging times, we've seen how important access to safe, welcoming spaces can be, places to find calm, inspiration, and connection through art." Art being the key word. Art is life. That's me saying that. That's not in the article. With this in mind, we are offering free admission to the museum for all visitors this week through January 17th, as well as free parking. Bring the whole family to enjoy hands-on activities, creative adventures, and family-friendly fun that will inspire and uplift all ages. On January 19th, join renowned textile artist Karen Hampton for a special hands-on workshop to create fabric healing pouches. I don't know what a fabric healing pouch is, but it sounds like a lot of fun. They have workshops as well. Boone Children's Gallery pop-up art workshop on Saturday, January 18th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Andel Family Sundays Art That Moves in person, Sunday, January 19th, 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. Boone Children's Gallery pop-up art workshops, Saturday, January 25th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then again, Andel Family Sundays Art That Moves in person, January 26th, 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. All of this is at LACMA and all of it is free. So if you're in LA and you just need something to do with your kids to take their mind off of it and make them feel a little bit better, get them creating, this is a good idea. Unfortunately, scamming has started. Scammers may be posing as contractors, asking for upfront payments for repairs or to hold a spot for construction without ever doing the job. This should be common sense, but maybe it's just common sense to me because my dad was a contractor and I don't ever remember him getting money upfront. He usually would get paid once the job was complete. Like he'd give an estimate. There's like a whole process, but you don't pay anyone until they've done the work is essentially what I learned from him. So, I mean, my dad is now one of the most renowned, contractors in the city where he lives. He doesn't even need to work anymore. I mean, maybe he does. I don't know. He has a few kids. See, these are like moments where I'm breaking from the fear and the anxiety and trying to like make myself laugh, but it's not even funny to me. So just ignore that. But no, he has a lot of kids. He has a few kids, so he has to continue working into his 60s, and I don't know, but it is true that he is one of the most renowned, if not the most renowned contractor in the city where he lives. And as far as I know, he's never been paid up front, maybe at like a small deposit, but nothing. And I think just enough deposit really to cover the materials, but nothing more than that. So don't be fooled. Insurance adjusters asking for personal information to file a claim, do not, because unless it's a, it's a recognizable insurance company. Be very aware, be very careful. A government or relief organization representatives like FEMA or a fire restoration company offering disaster relief at a cost. There is no free for government services like these at this time. And this is confirmed by several sources in California. And of course, charities and fake crowdfunding websites claiming to support natural disaster victims while actually pocketing the money. So if you want to donate to like a disaster relief fund, the Red Cross is kind of a go-to because everyone knows it. And you have to be in the US to do this, by the way. You can't do it from outside the US. You might be able to call in or go online to donate, but you can send them a simple text that says Red Cross at 90999. It takes 2 seconds. And that's a $10 donation right there. Or there's a lot of GoFundMes that are in need of help right now. And I'm going to share some. No, I'm not going to share the GoFundMes. I'm going to share some information on that. Maybe consider donating to one of the verified GoFundMes. Firefighters are kind of in need of some stuff. Somebody that I follow posted their wife was speaking to several of the frontline firefighters, and they are asking for the following. So you can drop these off at any local fire station. They're in need of chapstick, Visine, individual packs of trail mix that won't go bad, protein bars, anything non-perishable, beef jerky, and I don't know if I should repeat this, but I will. They also said, though they're not supposed to technically have it, they wouldn't turn away chewing tobacco. I don't endorse tobacco products or nicotine products of any kind. But if you think that this is appropriate, you can donate it at any fire station. Update. Two FEMA disaster recovery centers are open as of today at 1 p.m. at the UCLA Research Park West. This one's called Palisades Fire, 10850 West Pico Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90064, and Pasadena City College Community Education Center. This one's called Eaton Fire, 3035 East Foothill Boulevard, Pasadena, California, 91107. Hours of operations for both locations will actually start tomorrow, Wednesday, the 15th, and will be open from 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. So you can take advantage of that. If you are into, you know, keeping your body fit, the incredible Simone De La Rue, known for, well, I know her mostly as being kind of like a friend, but she is responsible for Jennifer Garner's gun show in like every movie ever that she's done. Her body is by Simone, or Bar Body by Simone is Simone's previous studio. And she still has Body by Simone, but it's mostly online now. And she will be teaching classes. Now, you will have to pay to participate in these classes, but what's fun about it is that you can participate online from anywhere, and which means you can pay to take her class. Highly recommend. It's a great class. She's a lot of fun, and she's an incredible human. And all funds, all proceeds will go to help the people of LA. For more information on that, you'll have to follow her because she hasn't posted everything yet. So it's Simone De La Rue. So SimoneDeLarue.official on Instagram. Follow her. You will get, not only will you get more information about her fitness stuff, but you will get like a burst of joy because she is literally sunshine in human form. I love Simone, and I'm just really glad that she's safe in all of this. This is really hard for me, if you couldn't tell. LA Fire Relief. So this is a list of places that you can donate. I'm not sure who I got it from, but you can, oh, it's Ariana Grande. You can donate some to these places also through Instacart. But so there's Pasadena Sierra Madre YMCA, Santa Anita YMCA, Anderson Munger YMCA, Weingart East Los Angeles YMCA, Hollywood YMCA, Westchester YMCA, Crenshaw Family YMCA. And it says, this is a note from Ariana Grande, please join me in sending whatever groceries and home goods you can. If you can, it only takes a moment and easy to do on Instacart. So you just go to instacart.com/donate. Use community carts to donate items that LA-based organizations currently need. So I don't know if there's like a list or how it works, but from what I see, the link will take you to all like the locations that I've just listed, and then you can click donate items. So that's pretty easy. GoFundMe, people really need, you know, money. GoFundMes are in desperate need. Gift cards are needed. There's other things that are needed too. And Mark Duplass is updating constantly. I can't keep up with him. I want to encourage you to follow MarkDuPlass. He has constant updates, and I am sharing them in my stories as well. So you can either go follow him like I've asked, or you can just follow me like you're already doing, and see his stuff in my stories, but you'll have to click on them to watch them in full. So it's worth going to give him a follow. The Broad reopened today, Tuesday, January 14th. I don't know where I got the 24th from. Wow, I need to sleep. This is their message. We invite you to use the museum for any comfort we can provide, space to connect, reflect, and simply be together, to let air lift your spirit, or just to access fresh, clean air and free Wi-Fi in the galleries. General admission to the Broad is always free. We recommend reserving a time ticket at the link in our bio. So go to at the Broad Museum. The link will be there. But we always welcome you to visit with or without reservation. As Los Angeles comes together to face this crisis, we are here for you with open arms, ready to welcome you. Hold those you love close. So thank you to the Broad for being there for the community. I wish that I could be there more. Again, forecasters are predicting particularly dangerous situations and red flag wind warnings starting 4 a.m. Tuesday. So that was today, through noon Wednesday, which is tomorrow, saying winds could be strong enough to cause explosive fire growth. Just be safe. If you get like an evacuation warning. Leave before it becomes like mandatory to evacuate. A little message from Mandy Patinkin. There are a lot of GoFundMe pages being circulated right now, but in case you don't know where to start or which ones to trust, I am posting a few families I either personally know or who go to MJ's or my nephew Max's school. All of them have lost everything. Honestly, the need out there is just overwhelming. I have been sent scores of such fundraisers, all of equal merit, but we have to start somewhere. Mandy is sharing everything. He's kind of like me. I think I learned a little from him. So I don't think he wrote that post. I think it's a friend of his. But you go to Mandy Patinkin's profile, you'll be able to Mandy, Mandy Patinkin. You'll be able to find so many places to donate. It's one of the most incredible human beings I've ever met in my life, and who cares so much about human beings. I can't put it into words, and it's making me emotional. Also a resource that I found through Mandy Patinkin, free therapy for the Los Angeles community. A collective of mental health professionals are offering free individuals, couples, families, and child therapy services for those affected by the wildfires at Psychotherapy Memes. It's a silly name, but they are sharing vital information that is true. Some ways that you can help. This was also shared by Mandy Patinkin. Mutual Aid in Los Angeles Network has a list of locations accepting donations slash volunteers and providing services at mutualaidla.org. This is especially important because a lot of places are turning people away right now because they have too much in the way of clothes and toiletries and things like that. So right now, it's cash donations are like the way to go. And when that changes, because it will, and when the need for more clothing and toiletries and items like that becomes necessary again, I will be right here to tell you. LA Works is also keeping an updated list of volunteer needs. You can go sign up to receive alerts when volunteer needs come up. LAWorks.com/2025 fires. Follow at SELAHNHC for an up-to-date donation and volunteer needs list to help our unhoused neighbors affected by the fires in and near District 13. And check out the volunteer support guide from LA 2050 if you are able to donate financially. bit.ly/LA2050GUIDE. So guide. Again, these are resources that I found through Mandy Patinkin. This is just something beautiful that I wanted to share. The Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS Foundation just announced $500 in $500, excuse me, $500,000 in emergency grants awarded to the California Fire Relief. And I just wanted to say thank you. New York is really showing up for LA right now. And it's like they're wrapping up them up in a big hug or holding their hand through it all. And that makes me really happy. It really makes me feel good to see so many artists helping artists, you know. A lot, most of LA is comprised of artists, whether they're an actor, a musician, a painter. They're all very creative people, whether you know them or not, whether they're famous or not, whether they're wealthy or not. There's a little bit of creativity in there. And seeing the other, you know, I consider LA and New York to be like the most creative cities in the United States. And seeing New York come through like that, it really warms my heart. I love New York. I love LA. So I'm just in awe of both communities, really. I'd also like to say thank you to Washington State, who have sent 140 firefighters to help fight these fires, especially as it's possible that they will get worse tonight. Josh Gad, the actor Josh Gad, was released a book today, which was intended to be like a, you know, a celebratory and great, beautiful day for him. But instead, he has decided that for every copy you purchase of his book, In Gad We Trust, he is going to give a percentage to different charities. And you can find out more about that by going to his Instagram profile at Josh Gad. So JOSHGAD. If you're looking to read a new book, and maybe that one would be the one for you, you'd also be helping people in need. N95 masks. I want to thank Ariana Grande for sharing this because otherwise I wouldn't have known. I've seen it shared by many people since, but she was the first, and she is who I shared it from. I told you guys that air quality is very bad right now and can affect you and create lung cancer in 15 years. I did it tearfully. I'm not going to do it tearfully this time. That's why I'm kind of steamrolling through it because I don't want to cry. N95 masks are available at all Los Angeles public library locations. So please, they're free. Just go to the library, get a mask for yourself, grab some extras for, others, and let's prevent another disaster in 15 years. Guys, this is just overwhelming. The whole N95 thing is it really, it, I you can tell it's something that's it affects me because of something that happened in my personal life. So let's move on. Okay. Some people are still asking for volunteers. So volunteer locations for so from the 13th to the 17th, Koreatown YMCA Center for Well-being, business hours 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. Then they take a break. And there's a 3 p.m. till 7 p.m. Volunteer hours 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Care package pickup 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Request form required. And then it says link in bio. So you would have to go to their page. And I shared it from someone else. So it's not, I don't have the link. Oh, never mind. Found it. AMFYMCA underscore K Town. Not hard. This site will be accepting donations during business hours. So they will be accepting donations between 7 a.m. and 12 p.m. Cool. Sounds good. Okay. Second is the Anderson Munger Family YMCA. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. are the volunteer hours. This site will be dispatching and offloading our supplies to Koreatown YMCA Center for Community Well-being for fire relief care packages and delivering to those impacted by wildfires. Please redirect donations to Koreatown YMCA Center for Community Well-being. Snoop Dogg's has something going on. It says temporary donation center 905 S South, for Christ's sake. 905 A South Prairie Avenue, Inglewood, California, 90301, starting this Friday through next Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. They will be accepting household supplies, pillows and pillowcases, bedding, sheets, comforters, sleeping bags, flashlights, batteries, pet food, power banks, comfort items, warm scarves or shawls, stuffed animals and other plush toys, coloring books and crayons, small toys or games, storybooks, blankets, eye masks or earplugs for sleeping, slippers or cozy socks, portable blankets or lap throws, clothing, no used clothing. So they only want new clothing. Undergarments, new, all sizes. Socks, new. Shoes can be gently used or new. Personal care items such as toothbrushes, toothpaste, soap, body wash, first aid supplies, shampoo and conditioner, deodorant, feminine hygiene products, towels and washcloths. All items must be new and in original packaging. So I guess that's everything except for the gently used or new shoes that they'll be accepting. If you're looking for shoes for LA can help. And you can pick up shoes, or I don't know if it's pick up or drop off. Let me just double check. So, new shoes for the road to recovery will be in Santa Monica and Pasadena Thursday, partnering with local retailers to get shoes on people's feet. So, here's where you can pick up some shoes. Thursday, January 16th at 10 a.m. at Jack's Surfboards. 2012 Lincoln Boulevard, Santa Monica, zip is 90405. Val's Surf at 4810 Whitsett Avenue, Valley Village, California, zip is 91607. And that's Thursday, January 16th at 10 a.m. for both locations. Canyon House has an action plan for those who have lost their homes. And there's like a ton of resources that you can scroll through. So I'm going to share where you can do that instead of reading all the scrolls because that's annoying for you. So go to CANYONHUS And they have a, it's green and it says action plan for those who have lost their homes, the big list, and then just click there, go there and swipe through. It will help. Forbes has some advice if you want to head over to Forbes and click on the little picture that says how LA small businesses can get $2 million in help even if they weren't burned. So go check that out. Burbank has a donation drop-off supporting families, first responders, and pets affected by the fire. And that's starting tomorrow. So drop off at 1115 West Magnolia Boulevard in Burbank. So tomorrow, Wednesday, the 15th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thursday, the 16th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Friday, the 17th, but the hours say to be determined. So I'll have to update in a couple of days and stay tuned to my stories. For first responders, they are looking for chapstick, eye drops, protein bars, large trash bags, cots, to-go cups, work gloves, instant coffee, sunscreen, backpacking pillows, backpacking sleeping bags, shower towels. For families, they're looking for toiletries, soap, hand sanitizer, toothpaste, toothbrushes, feminine products, floss. This is the first time I've seen somebody ask for floss. What a light moment. I'm sorry. I'm trying so hard just to keep it together. floss, razors, shaving cream, sleeping bags, bedding, water, diapers, socks, and underwear must be new. Kids' backpacks, school supplies, toilet paper. This is the first time I'm seeing toilet paper as well. Air purifiers, canned goods, water and towels, dog food, cat food, dog bed, toys, treats, and blankets. Just to let you guys know, cats also like beds, so maybe consider a cat bed. And they will be accepting gift cards from Amazon exclusively. So if you are so inclined, drop off some gift cards at the Burbank donation drop off. I think this is a good idea because when people have a gift card in their hands, they can take that gift card and go purchase whatever they want, like what makes them feel good, what they like, and that will give them more of like a boost in morale, if you will. So Palisades Fire, this is the American Red Cross, California Wildfire Reunification. For more information on recover on re I'm so sorry, on reconnecting with loved ones, please call or visit 1-800-675-5799. And that's the California Wildfire Reunification line. So give them a call if you're having a hard time finding your loved ones. And I hope you find them safe and sound. Someone else who's posting a lot of resources, ways to help victims on Instagram at MSD underscore on underscore TV. He works in television now, but is a former, I think he was in, I don't remember if it was the military or the Marines, but he was in one of those, and he was also a firefighter. He has a lot of stuff that he wants to share, so please give him a follow. Again, survivors need cash. Most organizations are overloaded with clothes and shoes. Please come organize at Santa Anita Racetrack. They need help with organizing the abundance of donations that they have received. So if you are near the Santa Anita Racetrack, please go and help them. The hours are not stated, so you may have to Google that, but the information, I'm just giving you the information that's out there. There's a little boy that I saw today talking about his house, and he was clearly traumatized. He was upset that his 3D printer had burned in the fire. And I keep hearing people talking about how children are resilient. And yes, children are resilient in a lot of ways, but trauma is trauma. And this little boy's reaction was clearly a trauma response. For example, when I hate to make this about me again, but for just for a moment, when my grandfather passed away and my mom came in the house, no one had told me that he died. And I saw his articles in her hands. And I realized that he had passed, and I laughed. I just went to my room and laughed, not because it was funny, not because I was resilient, because I was a child who did not know how to deal with trauma. So compartmentalized it for years. So if you have a child who's affected by these fires, there are resources that I will get to because they're like later on in my list of stuff, but please get your kids help, like seek therapy. I listed a free therapy, a place that's giving out free therapy. There are, those helplines that I mentioned. I'm going to mention them again. Children are resilient, but they're not infallible. So please check on them. Treat them kind with more kindness than you generally would. Want to help fire victims? Here's what experts say does the most good, plus places seeking volunteers. Southern California is on fire right now with tens of thousands of people displaced. We know this, but I'm reading something, so it's, yeah. The thought may break your heart, but if you have the urge to help by donating items or assisting people directly, resist it. It may cause more trouble for aid organizers already in place. The city of Pasadena and all of the first responders across the city are incredibly grateful for the donations of food and other items. A Thursday afternoon, Thursday, today is, it's not Thursday. I don't know. This is really weird verbiage because it was posted today. Thursday afternoon post from the city on X stated, however, at this time we are overwhelmed with the amount of, yeah, they're like overwhelmed just in how many things they're getting and can no longer accept donations. But this is only the city of Pasadena. So there's other places that may still be wanting your donations. One quick way to know what an agency does or doesn't need is to check their website and social media channels. Organizations will often broadcast needs there first, which is basically what I've been saying this whole time. You can also try calling, but understand that some agencies may not have the bandwidth to answer phones. That said, a few options if you want to get involved. Join LAIT 911's disorder response and recovery team, including collecting donations and assisting with delivery. Foster an animal from a family displaced by the fire. Email the Pasadena Humane Society or stop by their office for more information. Where to donate cold, hard cash and some specific items. Public officials in LA are encouraging people who want to help donate to specific, well-vetted, organized funds. To these included California Community Foundation's Wildlife Fund, American Red Cross, Los Angeles Fire Department. If you'd rather donate to a specific individual or family member, GoFundMe has set up a dedicated page where you can donate to SoCal fire victims, first responders, and others going through their separate fundraising accounts. If you have more stuff than cash, the YMCA is accepting donations of essential items for families affected by the fires. And I've already shared where you can do that. There are a lot of GoFundMes that have less than 20% of their goal reached. So I would highly encourage you to check the main page and donate to those families who have less. How you can help the community of Altadena, the Palisades, Topanga, and Malibu. They've all been affected in truly comprehensive ways. Effective deployment of funds is needed in the LA Fire Department Foundation, Red Cross, LA Food Bank, World Central Kitchen, etc. One of the best acts of kindness you can do is go on GoFundMe and type in Altadena. The scope of stories of those in need in this special community of young artists and families is beyond measure. Pick five families at random and donate to them to rebuild. This is very sweet, whoever wrote this, but some people may only be able to help one family. And please know that helping one family will go a long way. And like one is enough if that's all that you can do for the rest of what they've said. That this particular person says, my Instagram feed has 13,000 followers. If each follower donated $5 to five families, that would distribute $325,000 to a community deeply in need. That's $25 per follower, which amounts to simply buying five cups of coffee or for five strangers. So yeah, I can kind of get on board with that. If you're only donating like $5 to each, that's fine. I have 90,000 roughly followers on Instagram. That's just my personal Instagram. So if ever, I can't do math. We already know this, but if each of them gave $5 to a family, that would make a huge impact. Just saying, if you guys are able to do it, if you're not, you're not. Okay. The Foundry Thousand Oaks is offering free classes on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 18th, 19th, and 20th, hot yoga, Pilates, sculpt, and bar classes. For more information, follow them at the Foundry Thousand Oaks. Here's the thing: how to talk to children about wildfires. For the full guide, comment resource or click the link in my bio. This guide is free and no meal is required. And this is from Dr. Becky at Good Inside. So you can follow her, DrBeckyAtGoodInside. State, regional, and local grassroots organizations are collecting funds and recruiting volunteers to help those displaced or affected. Here are a few. So these are organizations that you can actually go and get involved with that still need volunteers. So I'm going to list them and you can go and about your business and figure out where you want to go or what you want to do. Direct Relief, Salvation Army, Pasadena Humane, California Community Foundation, Bike Oven, Escalamos, Baby, the number two baby, World Central Kitchen, Community Organized Relief Effort, AKA CORE, Windows, Orphans, and Disabled Firefighters Funds, the YMCA Koreatown locations, United Way of Greater Los Angeles, The People's Struggle San Fernando Valley, All Power Books, Dolce Glow, American Red Cross, California Fire Foundation, Canine Rescue Club, GoFundMe, that one that I can't pronounce, LAGARTIJAS Climbing, CRU, and Set Active, all of which have been mentioned before. I'm starting to feel like a broadcaster on CNN that just repeats the same information like over and over again, which is odd because I almost became a journalist. And as I'm doing this, I'm thinking to myself, I could never have done it. Okay. LA has launched a new intake system to report price gouging. Price gouging is illegal in California. I don't know about other states, but in California, it's illegal. So if you are seeing price hikes and on rents and on items, you can call 311 to report it, and the city will be able to further investigate and hopefully do something about it. Now, I wanted to mention if you guys are relying on the Airbnb 211 collaboration, they are apparently at capacity, and I am looking for ways to help find people find more resources for like where they can stay if they're displaced, if they don't have friends and family. So I'll be back with an update on that. I think I mentioned, I mentioned this. I don't still want to repeat myself. That's all. Free public transit is extended in LA to assist residents impacted by the SoCal fires. They've extended it till this Friday. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be another extension after that. This is a little quote from Vogue magazine, and I got it from at Dr. Dot Zelana. And it's again about children. It says it's not about making sense of the tragedy, it's about making space for their feelings. Dr. Montminy suggests that instead of asking a child, how are you feeling, which can overwhelm them, you could say, it's okay to feel sad or scared. I'm here to listen. If you're engaging with older children, encourage them to write, draw, do a small project, create something. It gives them a sense of agency amidst chaos. I can't speak to that because I've been through grief counseling and it didn't really help me. So I don't know. I don't know what it'll do for someone else. If you are experiencing emotional distress due to the nature or human-caused disaster, the disaster release, I'm sorry, relief helpline from SAM HSA provides 24/7, 365 day a year crisis counseling and support. Call or text 1-800-985-5990. I told you on the last episode, my mom used a line like this. It saved her life. If you think it can save yours, give them a call, even if you just need to talk. I just want everyone who's been affected by this fire to be as okay as possible. If you can, please continue to help the entertainment community. There's a lot of us out in LA who are not rich and famous. So if you can donate to, these are two that are big for me, SAG-AFTRA. So SAG, SAGAFTRA dot foundation slash donate, as well as MPTF.org. They're two different organizations. One is the SAG-AFTRA Foundation, the other one is the Motion Picture Television Foundation. And both act as a resource for people in the entertainment industry. Some donation centers that are still, it says please direct all used clothing donations to Steamer Cleaners, 18646 Ventura Boulevard. There's a phone number here. So if you maybe want to call them ahead of time to see if they have space, it's 818-906. 3523. Okay, let me repeat it properly. 808-906-2345. Bricks and Wood, 4571 West Washington Boulevard is taking warm clothes, blankets, and shoes. Hollywood YMCA at 1553 Schrader Boulevard is taking all clothing donations until 3 p.m. So you might want to give them a call and see what days they're taking it, because it says on specific on certain days, but doesn't say what days. The Gathering Spot, LA, 5211 West Adams Boulevard is taking clothing. There's a kids' toy drive. It says kids lost their best friends, aka plushies in the fire, sports equipment, favorite books, etc. We want to give them a little piece of home back in their lives. We are accepting all of the following, and you can Amazon it to our locations as well. We will be dropping off toys at local evac centers. So stuffed animals, kids' books, sports equipments, backpacks with school supplies, pens, pencils, and paper, notebooks or journals. Drop off was today. So that's probably not gonna work, but I don't know why why don't they, I don't know. I'm gonna contact Downtown Financial Group and see if they're doing another one and share. So ignore that or give them a call the same way as I would. Please continue to monitor watch duty. I want you to stay safe, guys, because I love every single one of you, even if we haven't met. If you've seen Wicked, there's a part where Bach Woodsman introduces himself to Glinda Upland, and she says, "You know what I think? I think that the strangers are just people that we haven't met yet, and I think people are just friends that we haven't met yet." We Love LA is welcoming families impacted by the LA fires to pick up baby gear and personal essentials to pick up. Sorry, I'm reading over. Personal essentials donated by trusted Babylist brand partners and collaborators with Mina and Stony Clover. This is going on January 21st through the 28th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Babylist Beverly Hills, 21 South Beverly Drive, Beverly Hills, California. And this is going on at Babylist. So, I'm getting to the end of it. This is the last resource I'm going to share with you. I asked you guys to don't 2 days ago to donate some cosmetics and things like that to Altadena Girls. So they updated. It says what we need, time to get super specific as we are all full on some things and totally missing others. Short version, this is what they need. Vans, Crocs, and Uggs, especially children's sizes 9 and up. Some flats for moms or some slides. Black leggings, blank hoodies, t-shirts, sweaters, tank tops, baggy jeans, perfume, primer, setting powder and sprays, Dove and EOS lotion, CeraVe and sensitive skin products, and eyeliner, backpacks, bracelets, stickers, period cups, and period underwear. And as always, new bras. We are all covered for cosmetics for now. Thanks to the incredible influencer and stylist community. So they don't need skincare, but they do need body care. You heard the list. Go check them out. It's at Altadena girls. If you want to donate, go ahead and do that. And please, please donate. Just help as much as you can. I just want to acknowledge that most people in LA are not sleeping, kind of like me, having awful anxiety, kind of like me, and are glued to our phones looking at the Watch Duty app, kind of like me. We are praying for friends and strangers who have lost everything. We are checking in on each other, and we are in a heightened state of alert. Folks with kids or fur babies are also taking on the stress, their stress, and trying to keep them calm too. Some folks are also working at the same time, so add that in. The emotional output on this one is beyond what our nervous system is prepared to handle. Just continue to check on others. We are each other's best lifeline. And that came from Vanessa Hudgens. And it resonated with me. And if it resonates with somebody who's not in the city, can you imagine what it's doing to people who are there? This is coming from me. I just want to share a little quote that I found. Gentle reminder that as a human being, you have the power and capacity to make other people's lives easier and brighter. Make sure you take full advantage of that magic and make someone smile today just because. Smiles are free. Just want to remind you one more time to please, if you are in the Lower East Side of New York, if you're in Brooklyn, New York, or if you're in Miami, drop into Ray's Bar tomorrow, January 15th. $20 entry. That's your donation. And it goes to an incredible cause. That's all I have for you in terms of things that I want to say. But I also want to just say real quick that LA is the city that people think of most when we think about movies and where they're made, even though many of them are not even made in LA. But movies are something that has always comforted me. And I always find things within movies that relate to other things in my life. And this, I was thinking about this, you know, in the last few days, and it just popped into my head. So I want to leave you with a speech from a film, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. And so these are not my words, but this is really truly how I feel and truly what I wish for everyone who's impacted by the fires. So I'll leave you with Gwen Stacy's graduation speech from The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Until we meet again, please stay safe and check in on your loved ones. I'll be back probably within the next 48 hours with more updates. And hopefully soon, you know, things will calm and maybe we can get back to doing some more fun things on the podcast, because I know that that's going to be needed too. But for now, I just can't do it. But I leave you, as I said, with Gwen Stacy's graduation speech. Bye.
It's easy to feel hopeful on a beautiful day like today. But there will be dark days ahead of us too. There will be days where you feel all alone. And that's when hope is needed most. No matter how buried it gets, or how lost you feel, you must promise me that you will hold on to hope. Keep it alive. We have to be greater than what we suffer. My wish for you is to become hope. People need that. And even if we fail, what better way is there to live? As we look around here today at all of the people who helped make us who we are, I know it feels like we're saying goodbye, but we will carry a piece of each other into everything that we do next to remind us of who we are and of who we're meant to be.